Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Outside, in for the Chicago touchdown.
Cowboys bring it four. Love throw it in. Zone touchdown. Romeo Doubs again.
From sides to totals to props, we've got you covered. It's BetMGM Network's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with your hosts, Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovic. Presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry Week 5 NFL Sunday to you and yours. It is You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff. Nick Kostos, Sam Paniatovic, and you on the BetMGM Network, getting you set to bet and win week number 5 in the National Football League. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, it moved. Side and total move for every single game on the board. Sam's going to tell you where the action is and where we think it's going. Actives and inactives for the early slate of games coming up later this hour. Prop King next hour. Underdog Moneyline Parlay next hour. A teaser conversation next hour. And Best Bets will close the show. My friend Sam Paniatovic is with me. Sammy P, happy Week 5 NFL Sunday, my man.
I know football's been back for a while, but it's not back on this show until you and I are sweating an awful football game overseas. Now we're officially back, buddy. You know it.
Did you see who scored the first touchdown of this game? And it's Harold Fannin! absolutely loved it. How's it going, my man? Happy Sunday. You good?
I'm good. Carson Beck, also very good. We'll talk about that. I'm also on top of the Browns bet that I didn't know that you were on as well. Joe and I had talked about this on Friday. Like, we got to bet this stupid game. So we bet Browns. I found out 10 minutes ago you're on the Browns. We also have Dylan Gabriel under 180.5 passing yards. Ooh. I'm going to sweat that one till the very end. I know it.
What's he at right now? So Gabriel has, 80? Is it 102 already? 102. Oh,
damn it.
I mean, he had a throw on this. And then I want you to give us a second half market update. Then we'll talk some college football. So we've just gone to halftime in London at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium with the Browns and the Vikings. Gabriel actually had like a pretty nice drive to end the first half. Andre Schmidt with a short field goal puts the Browns up 10-7. That's where we're at heading into the break. And Gabriel had like an awesome pass to David Njoku, like 20 yards down the field from right to left on your radio dial on the far sideline, like a really nice pass. So Browns up 10-7. What people need to know right now, if you're just tuning in, you're not watching the game, Carson Wentz takes a lick on Minnesota's final possession. He got hit a number of times in this half. Went into the blue medical tent and then went into the locker room early. The Vikings say, Sam, he is questionable to return to the game in the second half. Max Brosmer is the third stringer, then the second stringer, now the starter in Minnesota. He's their only other quarterback on the roster. He will play if Carson Wentz is unable to continue. What do we have with the second half market right now, Vikings and the Browns in London?
You basically have most sports books hanging the hook. So what you want to do is pay attention to your sports book. With a 10-7 score, most sports books, including BetMGM, Minnesota minus the hook. So if this game lands Cleveland by 3, you're going to get hooked. I know everybody hates getting hooked. Usually, and I learned this in Vegas, when they hang the minus hook or the minus 1, they want you to bet the favorite. I think they're begging you to take Minnesota. I feel good about our Cleveland bet, at least for the full game. But most sports books right now, with a 10-7 Cleveland score, Minnesota minus a half point in the second half, and the total 16.5. Joy.
That might be 7 points too big if Max Brosmer's going to play. No, but jokes aside, in all seriousness, we talked about this in the preseason and during training camp. So I don't know if Max Brosmer is going to be good or not. And that's I thought it was Brosmer. And Kenny Albert said Brosmer at the end. That's the only reason why I'm going with Brosmer is the pronunciation. Kevin O'Connell, by all accounts, loves him. Like, thinks like this is like his quarterback project moving forward is Max Brosmer. They cut Desmond Ridder yesterday, the one-time starter of the Atlanta Falcons and Cincinnati Bearcat. So it's a vote of confidence in Brosmer. And they moved on from Sam Howell in the offseason to bring Wentz in and kept Brosmer as the 3. And O'Connell's obviously done great work with quarterbacks in the past. I don't want to say, Sam, this is like, this may not be like your normal third-string quarterback. Like, maybe he sucks, but we think Kevin O'Connell's so good at this, right? So I want to account for the possibility, if Brosmer has to play, that he might actually be pretty decent. I think it makes it an interesting second-half handicap if indeed he plays.
I would still not go over the total. I see Pinnacle is coming down off the 17 as well. Same with Chris. BetMGM 16.5. It's one of those numbers where they sort of, I don't want to say they bait you because they're not doing it, but it's that built-in respect for the under. For example, when a spread opens 7.5, -7.5, that's respect for the favorite. When it opens -6.5, that's built-in respect for the dog. Well, in the NFL, 7, 10, 14, 17, those are key numbers. So when they open 16.5, it looks very easy to go over. Oh, all I need is 2 touchdowns and a field goal. And you know this is going to be 13-10 with 8 minutes to go. So I lean to the under. Probably not going to touch the side. Let's go Browns.
Let's go Brownies, baby. Let's do it. All right, so Sam gave you the second half market. We are going to stick with our positions, our pregame positions on the Cleveland Browns. Before we get to the rest of the slate, Week 5 NFL Sunday, and we will keep you posted on the show. As soon as we get any news on Carson Wentz, whether he's going to play or not in the second half, we will bring it to you on You Better You Bet. Sammy, yesterday's college football slate punctuated by Miami's win, which turned into I Bet Florida State plus the points end. Could have gone better at the very end of the game. Miami wins. Miami covers the spread. Carson Beck looks great in doing so. Penn State loses. Bama beats Diego Pavia and Vanderbilt. What stood out to you yesterday from college football, and how is this going to impact the betting markets moving forward?
Well, it's clear the cream continues to rise in college football, and I think it's very obvious the 4 best teams in any order. You can take them however you want. Ohio State, Oregon, Alabama, Miami. Again, not in any particular order. Those are my highest power-rated teams, and I think we have to officially stamp this right now on October 5th. Next year, can we not just drink the Kool-Aid all off-season? Because if you drank the Kool-Aid, Nick, on 2 college football teams, you're out of money right now. And those teams are
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Penn State and Texas. The market just gargled Penn State and Texas all summer, including Arch Manning, who was the Heisman favorite in the summer.
Is he going to go undrafted?
He's going to come back to college. That's what he's going to do.
I'm saying, he's actually kind of bad. And I'm not trying to pile on the young man, which we call it like we see it. He's not very good.
No, he's not. And I think it's wild that it took me this long to realize, oh, he's Cooper's kid, not Peyton's kid or Eli's kid. Like, oh, duh, of course he's not good.
Yeah, the college wide receiver as opposed to the Hall of Fame quarterback in the NFL.
Those are the four teams that stand out. I think we have to put Bama in the conversation with Ohio State, with Oregon, with Miami. You had, you know, the Canes on the TV. Their O-line and D-line is sensational. And Mario gets a lot of flack, unfairly so. Oh, he didn't take a knee 2 years ago. I don't care anymore. If you watch Miami in the trenches, on the O-line, on the D-line, that is the best line combo in the country. They are absolutely loaded on the offensive and defensive line. And Florida State's got dudes. You know that. They recruit very well. Miami was pushing those guys around for three quarters. And how about our Carson Beck bet? He is now the co-favorite to win the Heisman Trophy at BetMGM.
Yeah, along with Oregon's Dante Moore. It'll be a fascinating race moving forward the rest of the year. And just to back up Sam's point on Miami, and I did bet Florida State, and they almost backdoored at the end. If you wake up this morning and you didn't watch the game, and you look at the final score, 28-22 Miami, you'll think this was a close game. It wasn't. Miami destroyed Florida State. It was 28-3, and then Florida State, once Miami started like going into a shell on defense, two touchdowns, two-point tries, and then kicked a field goal. This was never in danger of Florida State winning the game, just potentially backdooring. Like, Miami, an authentic win from the Hurricanes. And Penn State sucks. Just wanted to throw that out there. I have no money on Penn State. I tried. Femi loved them. Femi Abebefe, my weekday co-host. I tried to tell him. It's James Franklin. It's no good losing to new highs of Nico Iamaliava and UCLA yesterday, a week after last week losing to Oregon. Not great for James Franklin and the Nittany Lions. Anything else on college, my friend, or you want to get to Week 5 NFL Sunday?
Let's do it. These Lions are moving, including the Texans and the Ravens. Let's hit them.
Let's get to it here with this edition of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
On the TV. Sammy, let's begin our Week 5 side and total movement sojourn in Baltimore. Man, what an interesting game, and like, we'll find out in about 20 minutes like who's actually playing for the Ravens or not. We know Lamar Jackson's out. We know Roquan Smith's out. We know Marlon Humphrey's out. Nnamdi Matabuke out for the season for Baltimore. What's happening right now, Sam, in this betting market? And lead our listeners and viewers through the whole week, because this has been a crazy one, Houston and Baltimore.
It has been chaotic. If you go to the 11-day number in Vegas, the look-ahead number, they call it, we're talking Baltimore minus 9.5. Last Sunday, it was reopened, Baltimore minus 6.5. Here we sit at Houston minus 1 or 1.5. I did laugh, though, Nick. The line moved 8 points on Monday and Tuesday, and the Ravens reporters on Thursday were like, oh, Lamar might not play.
You think?
No kidding. He's not playing. That's why the line moved 8 points. But I will say, in the last 24 hours, we have seen that push finally on Baltimore. This was 2.5 a couple days ago, Friday, Saturday. Now we're 1.5, 1. BetMGM has 1.5. The total, obviously, very low. It's come down 5 points to 40.5. But you're finally seeing that game day money on the Baltimore Ravens, which I believe in. I mean, Houston stinks. I know Baltimore's battered, but what do you like from Houston? They can't move the football, Nick.
I guess, and I have not bet this game, but I want to. The Ravens have so many players, really good players, questionable for this game, like Kyle Hamilton, Ronnie Stanley. Like, we'll see in 20 minutes, like, who's playing and who's not. Sam, I might be willing to construct an argument if this does not go well for Baltimore in the next 20 minutes when this comes out. They might be, I don't want to say they'd be worse than Tennessee. They might be like the 31st best team in the league. If all these players, like, it's all the good players are out for Baltimore. Yeah. And you're right, like, Houston stinks. I think it's Houston or nothing for me here. Unless, like, all these guys are going to play, then you can make the case for the Ravens. But I think more shall be revealed in 20 minutes when the actives and inactives come out. It's a lot of really good players potentially out.
Here's my quick counter. A lot of people said the same thing on Thursday night. Why should the Niners even show up? And that line went from 3.5, 4 to 9. And the Niners pulled the upset with you and I playing receiver. Just be careful. When these lines move 8-9 points, it's difficult to get to the side that the line has moved toward. That's all I'm saying.
And knocked me out of Survivor.
Oh, sorry, buddy.
I saw Joe tweeting about it. Was he also on the Rams in Survivor?
You know Joe. He's got 25 Survivor pools. I think he put a third of them on the Rams.
Oh, God. It was... The Yankees beat the Red Sox on Thursday night, and yet I still went to bed upset. Thanks to the LA Rams and the Niners. All right, let's go to the 1 o'clock slate Eastern time, Sammy, for the Colts and the Raiders. What do we have here with Brock Bowers not expected to play? We'll find out for sure in 20 minutes.
So this is sitting mostly 7 at a lot of sports books. BetMGM has a 7, total 47.5. I will say yesterday there were 7.5s popping. Those are starting to go away. Stop me if you've heard this before, Nick. Wise guys like Geno Smith because wise guys like to be tortured and have their quarterback throw 3 interceptions. Dude. It is crazy, though, to think about the Colts as a 7-point favorite. This number a month ago is Indy -3. Now we're at 7. You're definitely paying a tax on the recency bias for the Colts.
Yeah, and last week when me and Femi did the show, Raiders were my favorite bet of the week. And Geno threw 3 interceptions, and it sucked. We'll find out for sure if Brock Bowers is going to play again in the next 20 minutes. Let's try and sneak one more in, Sammy. The Saints hosting my New York football Giants and Jackson Dart.
BetMGM 1.5. This was 2 at the Lion this morning. It's come down a little bit. Remember, this opened in Vegas as a pick 'em. Basically, flip a coin, pick the winner. Initial push came in on the Saints. You know, Jackson Dart, believe it or not, only had like 110 passing yards last week. Even though he's the best rookie in football, wink, wink. First road start, of course, for Dart. Total very low in a very bad game, 41.5, 42. I think the Giants in a teaser are an awesome bet. From 1.5 or 2 up through the 7, that's how I would look.
Yeah, I bet the Giants this morning.
Sure.
And I got a little New York action with the Giants and the Jets. Jets against the Dallas Cowboys. We'll talk about that game on the other side, Jets and Cowboys. Just to give an update on the Vikings-Browns game, I don't know if this has been officially reported yet. I haven't seen it on social media. Carson Wentz has his helmet on. He's high-fiving with teammates on the sideline. Vikings receiving the second-half kickoff. We're expecting Carson Wentz to be Minnesota's quarterback when they come out for their first drive in moments. Quick break, and on the other side, Sammy and I will hit you with the rest of the games coming up Week 5 NFL Sunday. Side and total moves here on Countdown to Kickoff.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.